The newly found smallpox vaccine will have to be tested on hundreds of volunteers to see how safe and effective it is. A new study of another vaccine, stored since 1982, shows that it is effective and it can protect more people than had been thought. So there will soon be enough vaccine for everybody in the country. The question is, should everybody get it? NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report.
Federal officials have been hinting for months that it's possible to dilute existing stocks of smallpox vaccine. Today, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health said tests show you can treat 5 or 10 people when you dilute a single dose of vaccine.
The response to the vaccine in the 1 to 5 and the 1 to 10 was virtually identical to that in the undiluted, which means that instead of having 15 million doses, we have at least 75 million doses.
He says that's a big relief.
A lot of the pressure's taken off us being the public health community, because we know now that we have at least 75 million doses, which is clearly much better than 15 million doses. So it really gives us some breathing room.
In two studies released by the New England Journal of Medicine, 740 healthy adults got various versions of smallpox vaccine made by Wyeth Laboratories more than 20 years ago. Dr. Robert Belshi of St. Louis University was one of the directors of the study.
This is a live virus, and what you're doing when you poke the skin is putting enough virus into the skin that it causes an infection in the skin.
The virus causing the infection isn't smallpox itself, but a virus similar enough that the body learns to protect itself against both. Because it's a live virus, though, it causes a lot of side effects, most commonly flu-like symptoms.
About one-third of the volunteers had a significant enough event that it interfered with their either going to school or going to work or sleeping or some sort of recreational activity.
Public health experts are thinking about these risks because there's now enough vaccine, or will be soon, to vaccinate everyone in the country. In addition to the existing stocks, the government has a contract for 209 million doses of a new vaccine that should be available beginning this summer. Dr. Bill Bicknell of Boston University says while there's no way to know the likelihood of a smallpox attack, waiting for one before vaccinating isn't in the best public interest.
You face deaths of, depending on the figures you choose, of somewhere between 3% and 30% of everybody who's infected. And the number of people infected could easily get into the hundreds of thousands and millions of people.
He says the vaccine should be voluntary, and he suspects if the government made it available, most people would accept it.
What happens if we immunize widely? One, we decrease the weapons value. If not many people are going to be sick or killed, there's not much sense in using it. We immunize at a time of non-crisis, which means there's time. People are not scared and panicky.
Now, the vaccine is protective even if a person gets it several days after exposure. Robert Belshi says that's a good reason to stockpile the vaccine until a smallpox attack occurs.
The vaccine is not completely benign. We do see some adverse events. And we know that in a large population that we will see perhaps even more significant events than observed in our study.
Countrywide vaccination would result in an estimated 180 deaths. Anthony Fauci of NIH says the public and public health experts need to discuss the timing of vaccination.
We want to do that in the setting not of an emergency where there's a lot of panic going on, but in a setting in which there isn't an absolute threat that is there, namely a smallpox outbreak, but in the setting where you can make some discussion without having the terror associated with something that actually is perpetrated.
Fauci says that now that it's clear the smallpox vaccine can be diluted, the conversation is at least possible. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.